From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jia Billy reporting. The U.S. on Tuesday sharply rejected Russian claims that the chemical gas sarin that killed dozens of people in Syria last week came from an airstrike on a rebel-held munitions storage. National security officials at a White House briefing accused Moscow, an ally of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, of a very clear campaign to obfuscate the nature of the attack. They said the chemical weapons in the April 4th attack landed in the middle of a street, not on a building. The officials, speaking on background without direct attribution, said Syria has not come clean on its collection of chemical weapons, despite a 2013 agreement to dismantle its stockpile. U.S. President Donald Trump says North Korea is looking for trouble with its nuclear weapons program and asked Beijing's cooperation in reining in Pyongyang. Mr. Trump tweeted Tuesday, "If China decides to help, that'd be great. If not, we will solve the problem without them." He didn't elaborate on what actions his administration would take. Trump also tweeted he told Chinese President Xi Jinping during last week's summit in Florida that Beijing's trade deal with Washington will be far better for China if they solve the North Korean problem. Amnesty International says China remains the world leader in executing people, while in other nations, executions dropped by more than one-third in 2016. Amnesty researcher William Nee told VOA the group has used media reports, government documents, and conversations with people in China to form an assessment of the situation. Amnesty's data for 2016 included executions from 23 countries other than China. White House spokesman Sean Spicer says President Donald Trump has seen what Spicer describes as a troubling video of a passenger being dragged off a United Airlines plane Sunday. The video has unleashed a global social media firestorm and threats of a boycott. Spicer told reporters at a White House briefing Tuesday the incident was unfortunate, but sees not necessarily need a federal response, adding there are plenty of law enforcement agencies available to conduct an investigation. Because the Chicago to Louisville flight was overbooked, the crew asked passengers to voluntarily take another flight in exchange for financial compensation. According to media reports, the airline needed to make room for four more employees. No one volunteered, so the airline randomly selected four people, one of whom refused to leave, resulting in his forced removal by three men who were identified as Chicago Aviation Security Officers. Video showing the man being dragged from the plane and later returning with a bloodied face was widely circulated on social media, drawing angry reactions. One passenger, Audrey Bridges, who posted the video of the incident, said the passenger was very upset when he was chosen and explained he was a physician who needed to get home in order to see patients the next morning. Bridges said the man appeared disoriented when he ran back onto the aircraft moments later.
"I have to go home. I have to go home. I have to go home. I have to go home.
U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson arrived in Moscow Tuesday. G7 ministers meeting Tuesday in Italy failed to agree on targeted sanctions against the Russian and Syrian military. The ministers argued an investigation would first have to confirm who in Syria used chemical weapons against civilians in the country last week. Ahead of his Moscow visit, Tillerson told reporters, "We cannot let this happen again." U.S. President Donald Trump spokesman Sean Spicer spoke with reporters.
"There is no question who acted in this case and what Syria did. And I think that we need to make sure that Russia fully understands the actions that Assad took, the commitments that Syria has made, and Russia has equally agreed to those same, you know, understanding. So that getting them back on the same page, first and foremost, would seem the logical step. But secondly, and I guess, you know, equally as important, is to make sure that the areas where we can find a commitment to defeat ISIS is something that we share."
The chemical attack prompted a global outcry and a U.S. missile attack that marked a turning point in the Trump administration's approach to the seven-year conflict in Syria. I'm Jia Billy in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.